I mean, we get more. Seems like we get more publicity now than we did when we originally started.
Well, that's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, the boost we get, you know, I mean, now that it's established. And I think it had a lot to do with us being new at the time, you know.
Yeah.
New faces, you know.
Well, Norman Lear, when All in the Family came out and then they spun off the Jeffersons, who would have thought that it would have lasted 10 years, too?
Really?
Yeah, I mean, it was really a landmark show for an African-American sitcom.
That's for sure. I mean, in the beginning, when it kept moving us around so much, we didn't think we were going to make it. We finally found a spot. We used to follow On the Family. That was cool, but then they moved it somewhere.
Yeah.
And then we finally wound up on Sunday nights. That's where we did our best.
Did you ever imagine in your life that in 1999, you'd be sitting here talking about its return to prime time?
No. Never.
That's one of the great things I love about Nick at Night, you know. They bring all these great shows from different decades back again and let a whole new generation of people discover them.
I get some real laughs, you know what I mean? Because I've been watching the Flip Wilson now. It's on TV. You know, things I can't forget how funny those things were.
You're absolutely right. You know, it's funny you mentioned that, Sherman, because I've actually become a Flip Wilson addict now. I don't remember them from when, you know, from years ago.
Right.
But and poor Flip is unfortunately is not with us anymore to appreciate it. But
mm-hmm.
His show was a great show, and he had some incredible guests on there too.
Yeah, definitely.
You guys had some great guests on the Jeffersons, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, we did. We did.
Sammy Davis Jr. One of them.
Who?
Sammy Davis Jr.
Oh yeah, Sammy. That's Isabel's favorite show, naturally.
Oh yeah.
She loves pushing him around. I don't know why she likes beating up little guys or something. Talking about that, she pushed him and he pulled him.
Oh yeah.
I'm sure she said that. Don't. Yeah. If you're gonna push, push. If you're gonna pull, pull.
Yeah, she enjoyed that show a lot. She said. And Billy Dee Williams, another one that she enjoyed.
Yeah, that was Marla's favorite, of course.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. What about Marla? Marla, of course, later went on to 227. I think that was the name of the show. And you went on to Amen,
right?
Which also did very well.
Yeah, we that ran for 5 years.
Yeah, I mean, how unusual is that to have two big series like that? It's you know, it's not, I guess you hit gold once in a while, but you hit it twice.
Yeah, it was surprising to me because I mean, I figured after the Jeffersons, like I was down in Vegas doing a play, and then Ed Weinberger came down and said he had a project for me. You know?
Yeah.
I was surprised.
Well, Deacon Frye was an interesting character too.
Yeah, he was, but you know, so many limitations in that show because like we had to be careful, and I just couldn't go crazy.
Yeah, you like to go crazy?
Huh?
You like to go crazy a little bit?
Well, you know, just open up. It's just a release, like you know.
Yeah.
I can't. It's hard to explain, but I couldn't really get the character down because it was never really. It was established off and on, but nothing concrete.
Yeah. You know, what George Jefferson, of course, was a great character to play, and they let you do a lot of things in that character.
Yeah, well, it grew with the writers. The writers sort of guided me, because, like, my initial reaction when they told me what the character was, when I first they said it's feisty and feisty, and what's that other word? Feisty and pompous. Yeah.
Pompous, yeah. Yeah.
So what jumped in my mind was David Niven. So the first episode I did was David Niven. Fired.
That's funny, huh?
Then the next time they wrote something else was when we had an argument. So then I said, well, we just argue naturally because, you know, when you're at home, you're different from when you're in public. So, like, I treat her a whole different way. And so that's when it started growing. And then the walk just happened accidentally, clowning around in the scene, you know. And one thing led to another. And then finally, just, you know, they started seeing what I was doing. I started doing what they were writing. That's the way it happened.